Years of high-maintenance upkeep is not what most people bargain for when adding a tree to their landscape. A look at potentially troublesome timber today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
We all would like to make a little extra money. There are bills to catch up on and a vacation we'd like to take this summer. Starting today, you can work part-time or full-time from any location. No one dictates your schedule. You start and stop when it works best for you. Work as much or as little as you like. How's that for a perfect opportunity? If you visit earnmorethanbefore.com, you'll find free information on how to start as soon as today. Companies online are hiring to post ads on the internet. They need someone like you to help. You will be provided with everything you need to get started, including some sample information you can copy and paste into forms. It's a complete step-by-step program. Visit earnmorethanbefore.com and get signed up. It only takes a few minutes. Go shopping, run errands with your kids. You make your own schedule. Part-time or full-time, it's totally up to you. That's the beauty of this system. The only way is to get started today. Log on to earnmorethanbefore.com. That's earnmorethanbefore.com. Now you can be your own boss at earnmorethanbefore.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 20th. It is the 171st day of the year, and Beach Boys founder Brian Wilson has a birthday. If you'll be adding a tree to your landscape this year, you might like to know which species are considered the messiest to have around. Topping the list for many is the catalpa tree. It sheds leaves year-round, but more problematic are the worms it tends to host. It's earned the nickname of fish bait tree. Sweet gum trees are attractive too, but they ooze sap that seems to stick to everything. Plus, they shed huge gumballs that are hazardous to both ankles and lawnmowers. And a tree that sheds delicious pecan nuts seems like a good thing, but pecan trees are notoriously brittle. Fallen branches are a crop that you'll also be harvesting. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.